Let's take this to prayer and meditation.
I will leave this world as it is, go inside to find my God. I will leave this world as it is, go inside to find my God. I will leave this world as it is, go inside to find my God. I will go inside. I will leave this world as it is, go inside to find my God. Inside there is peace, inside there is joy, inside there is more than enough. Inside there is peace, inside there is joy, inside there is sacred love. I will leave this life as it is, go inside to find my God. I will leave this life as it is, go inside to find my God. Go inside to find my God. I'll go inside to find my God.
And I invite you now to do as that song suggests. Let us go inside to find my God, to find our God. Life can be so troublesome. Life can be so burdensome. It can be so difficult. And things come at us. So many things that we can't control. And occasionally we add fuel to the fire ourselves with our own thoughts and our own thinking and our own decisions. But we go inside specifically to learn to understand that as difficult, as painful, as sorrowful, as hurtful things sometimes are, by going inside and understanding that it's all God, by taking it to prayer, life becomes restored. Life becomes reinvigorated. Life again becomes meaningful, powerful. Because as we go in on inside and we understand our real source, the real source of everything, we understand, not just in our heads, but deep down in our souls, deep in our hearts, with every beat, with every breath, how incredibly blessed we are to be alive and the opportunities before us are endless. We are empowered to dream dreams. We are empowered to use our powers of creation to make those dreams manifest, to make those hopes, those aspirations, actually become manifest, come alive. And we are gifted with the gift of faith, the ability, the capability to see things not yet seen, despite any and all circumstances to the contrary. We sweeten our lives by taking our lives into prayer. We let go instead of dwelling on things that maybe we don't yet quite understand. And we seize the moment to claim, to reaffirm that we are part of the oneness, and that oneness, that Christ light, dwells within each and every one of us. And in this seeing and in this feeling and this knowing, we do understand that despite everything and anything that may come at us that is hard for us to deal with, we can choose peace. We can choose love. And so I invite you now, let us just do that. Let us just go inside and listen to that still small voice in some moments of silence. And now, as you are ready, I invite you to return. Open your eyes. See and accept. Celebrate the physical space that you are in, the circumstances that you are in. Hear the sounds. Smell the smells. These are manifestations of life. These are things to be celebrated. These are things to be embraced. And besides, we have work to do. We need to squeeze some lemons. We need to produce some lemonade. And for this opportunity to come together, to share some time together, to reinforce the oneness that we all share, and to just to show up in humility and say, here I am, Lord. For all of this, we are so grateful. And we say, thank you, Spirit. And so it is. Amen.